Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the former Taoiseach Simon Coveney has announced that he won't stand in the next general election. The Cork South Central TD has held five cabinet positions since being made a minister in 2011, including housing, enterprise and foreign affairs. Well, it's the latest in a string of departures. Over a third of Fine Gael TDs will not defend their seats, including Richard Bruton and John Paul Phelan. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent. So John, fair to say this departure was expected. How big of a hole does it leave for Fine Gael with that election fast approaching, whenever it may be?
It leaves a considerable hole. Cork Southwest, where he has been a TD since 1998, has had a great fascination for people who like their politics. Up in its last configuration, three government ministers, including Michael McGrath, Minister for Finance, sometimes Taoiseach and Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Simon Coveney himself, and then also Donacha O'Leary of Sinn Féin, a very accomplished politician and a very good vote-getter. There's some help here for Fine Gael when they look to hold Simon Coveney's seat. Other city neighbour, Cork North Central. Cork South Central goes from 4 to 5 seats, and it takes back a lot of its more, what would have been seen as its more traditional territory. A big challenge for Fine Gael. I reckon of 35 elected in February 2020, 16 are not standing again. That's a huge number. As you say, Simon Coveney's departure, and not entirely unexpected. When I say 16, I'm counting the former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, in Dublin West. I don't expect he'll stand either. Mm-hmm.
He hasn't said that yet, but the expectation is that he probably won't. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm.
So going back then to Cork South Central, we have John Mullins around the place, who ran for Europe, not successfully, but a very big and prominent campaign, and his name has been mentioned. So it's likely he'll be putting himself forward, right?
Possibly. Or would he go to the neighbouring Cork East, where another veteran TD has stood down, Mr. Stanton? Depending, his name is mentioned. Others, there are two county councillors and two city councillors who are believed to be very interested. Let's not forget Senator
Jerry Buttimer.
Jerry Buttimer, mm-hmm. Indeed. Name eluded me briefly. Longtime senator, TD from 2011 to 2016. But he got fewer than 3,000 votes last time. May not be looked upon very kindly by HQ. Mm-hmm. The two county councillors, one of the city councillors, Councillor O'Callaghan, seems the most likely to come through in a convention. Whoever is going to have a go, they have only two more days to put their names forward. Nominations close this Friday, and the convention itself is Tuesday week. We know all political parties, Fine Gael included, are busy trying to get all of their candidates lined up. We fully expect this election to happen in the autumn.
Okay, and let's come back then to Simon Coveney, because I mentioned, you know, the senior positions, some of the senior positions that he has held since being made a minister back in 2011. It does leave a big hole for Simon Harris in terms of wisdom and experience when he's looking at building up his front bench team.
Certainly, 13 years in cabinet is a considerable achievement. Also an MEP for 3 years, where unusual he focused on foreign policy issues and international human rights. So a pretty stellar CV for somebody. I remember him coming into politics following the tragic death of his father in 1998. And for many years, very little thought of him. So he is proof that persistence and hard work can do quite a lot, and a lot of tributes and reflections on his achievements. But it does deplete the senior team in Fine Gael. He's only 52. It's another example, very probably, of people, a trend first identified quite a few years ago by Noel Dempsey of Fianna Fáil, saying, look, politics will no longer be a lifetime career, you know, from school leaving to the grave. In politics these days, people do it for a number of years. He has done it for a chunk of a life, 26 years. But life beyond politics, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. It's becoming part of a career. So it's more likely now that you'll do it for a while, move on then and do something else. And that exactly. will become the norm, John, it seems.
Yes, I think we have seen far more of that, particularly the crop of TDs who are not going forward. I mean, we have Brendan Griffin and Kerry, very young TD, who has been there since 2011, with John Paul Phelan and Kilkenny. And many others.
All right, well, we'll leave that there on the news that Simon Coveney will not be running in the next general election. John Downing, political columnist with the Irish Independent, many thanks for joining us on the programme. Next up, Leave Our Leave, how new mothers diagnosed with cancer must use their maternity leave for treatment. And they're still waiting for a law change on this, despite government promises. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.